Welcome to Sports at Large. There are more difficult jobs, to be certain, than the one WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert announced she's giving up at the end of the year. An ophthalmologist who only sees umpires, for one. The PR person who sells the world each fall on the goodness of pumpkin spice is another. And Stephen A. Smith's humility coach also comes to mind. The person who follows Engelbert at the helm of the world's longest-running professional women's sports league will have her hands full for a variety of reasons. First, the WNBA, in its 30th season, is unlike any other sports organization, in part because it serves a constituency that is not like any other fandom. As someone who has covered women's basketball for over 40 years, I can tell you that fans of the WNBA and the sport in general are more likely to feel an emotional connection to the game and its players than fans of other sports. At the same time, as commentator Jermel Hill has so brilliantly observed, what has been said about the game increasingly comes from media members and observers who have very little institutional comprehension about women's basketball. Their understanding of the nuances of the game is a mile wide and an inch deep. Their willingness to learn is practically non-existent, yet that ignorance defines, for many, the day-to-day conversation that surrounds the sport. In her 7 years as commissioner, Engelbert got some things right. She guided the business side of the sport skillfully, to the point where not only have franchise values exploded, but there are more franchises now and on the horizon. Some of that is due to the boomlet of interest that followed Caitlin Clark's entry into the league, but to say that all of it stems from Clark is disingenuous and flat out wrong. Where Engelbert got it wrong, and badly, was managing relationships with players and non-financial stakeholders. She came across in many instances as someone who just didn't care about anything beyond the bottom line. NFL Commissioner Smiling Roger Goodell can get away with that perception. Kathy Engelbert could not. And yes, that is incredibly sexist, but also reality in 2026. So who follows Engelbert into this roller coaster ride of a gig? Well, there's a vocal thread of fans and players who want Nneka Ogumike, the current Players Association president, to take over. Ogumike, who has announced her own retirement after a dazzling playing career, is a thoughtful woman and will be a great candidate someday, but not now. She needs seasoning. A far better choice would be Bernadette McGlade, who recently wrapped up a 17-year run as commissioner of the Atlantic 10 Conference. McGlade, who was a former All-America player at North Carolina and coach at Georgia Tech, understands the game at all levels and would walk in the door with instant credibility with all sides. And she's probably smart enough to avoid pumpkin spice like the plague. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach me via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.